Well, hello everyone, and thank you for joining Independence Baptist Church as we study God's Word this morning. Now, before we turn it over to Pastor Reynolds, let's take a quick second to recap where we've been so far this month. We spent time earlier this month going into depth about the words sin, salvation, Christian, body of Christ. Then in the next couple weeks, Pastor Reynolds asked two very important questions. One is, are you ready to die? And has God accepted you? Now, if you missed any of those messages, you can log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org and check out the audio section. But for now, let's listen in as Pastor Reynolds discusses not erring about our salvation.
There are a lot of things that we can be in error about, but one thing we had better not be in error about is about our salvation. The Bible states in the book of James, chapter number 1, verse 16 through verse 18, "Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Now listen, "of his own will." This is verse 18, James 1, verse 18. "Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." Salvation is the foundation of all of the rest of the blessings of God. Do not miss this great gift of salvation. Do not try to work for it. Do not try to earn it. We cannot do that. Salvation is a gift that God supplies to us. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 7, verse number 22 and 23, many will say to Christ in that day, "Have we not cast out devils and preached and done many wonderful works, all in your name?" But notice in Matthew 7, verse 22 and verse 23, that Christ will say to them, "Depart from me, I never knew you." In the book of John, chapter number 1, verse number 12 through verse 14, the Bible states here that we are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. It is not that we're saved by our blood. It's not that we are saved by the blood of our circumcision. It's not that we are saved by the blood of any kind of animal sacrifice at all, or in any particular family line. It is not that we are saved by the will of the flesh. Man's free will, which is corrupt and is at complete enmity with God, is unable and unwilling to come to God. It is not that we are saved by the will of man. Regardless of how much any person wants his friends, his relatives, or his acquaintances to be saved, we can't even save ourselves. Salvation is a gift of God. The Bible states in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2, verse 8 through verse 10, that grace is how we are saved. It is by unmerited favor. That is undeserved favor. It is simply on the merits of God Himself. You see, grace is what we do not deserve at all. Grace is when we receive from God that thing that we do not deserve at all. We don't really deserve anything about salvation. Some religions believe that good works is the means whereby a person is able to come into the position to receive the grace of God. They erroneously believe, and it fits the thinking of man, that their works make them better than any other fella, and makes them more likely that Christ will come to them instead of coming to the other person. But you see, that's an erroneous idea altogether. Because salvation is by grace, that is the unmerited favor of God upon them. You see, the truth is that only those who admit their total fall into sin, only those that admit that they're totally dependent upon God and their total inability to come to Him come to the position of being able to receive the grace of God. You see, the Bible said that grace is a blessing from God. Grace is not something that we deserve. It is not something that we earn. It is not something that we pay for. Grace is the gift of God that He looks upon us, and therefore He loves us, and He brings us into His own family. Grace is blessings we receive from God when we really don't deserve it at all, not because we put ourselves in the position to receive it. You see, there's many people that go to church so that Christ will like them and that Christ will save them. That is erroneous thought. Some people believe that if they give money to the church or anybody else, so God will simply like them and God will save them. And that is erroneous thought altogether. Some people believe that being baptized in order for Christ to save them, and that is an erroneous thought altogether. There's some people that believe that joining a church causes God to like us. That's not the idea at all. You can join the church, you can be baptized, you can do all kinds of good things, but the whole point is that those things do not make God love you. They do not make God like you at all. You see, it is not that we're being a good friend so that God will be better off if He takes us unto Himself. It doesn't mean that at all. You see, all these good things that a person does in order to be born again will not grant him everlasting life. The means or method or way of coming into God's grace is His love for us. That comes from within Him, not from within us, you see. A means or method or way of coming to Christ for salvation that reflects our love for Him is wrong. This is because salvation is God's gift to us. Not our gift. It's not our love toward Him that causes Him to save us. It is His love, completely His love toward us, that causes Him to save our unworthy soul. You see, our gift of love to God comes after we are saved, not before. The book of 1 John, chapter number 4, and verse number 19 states, we love Him because He first loved us. What does the Bible say? 1 John 4 and verse 19. We love Him because He first loved us. And then when Christ loves us, that causes us to love Him. You see, it is easy to see how despicable we are before God when we say we love Him first, or that we loved Him more than He loves us. But that is a wrong idea. We need to know that we're unlovable, and that the only thing that we have going for us is that God has loved us and given us of His own precious love. Notice, in the book of 1 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 4, the Bible said, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. It is the will of God that all be saved. It is the will of God that you come to Christ. But many have sought out their own ways. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter number 7 and verse 29 states, God hath made man upright, but he has sought out many inventions. You see, the whole thing is that we must have the grace because of total depravity. There's nobody that's fit for the kingdom of God. There's nobody at all. Even Adam, in the book of Genesis, chapter number 3 and verse number 8, the Bible said that Adam hid from God when Adam realized that he was naked. man also hides from God today. Man pretends there is nothing wrong with them, but there is some sort of misunderstanding between them and God. The whole truth is that there is something wrong with man. Men are without Christ. Men need Jesus Christ. Men must come to Christ and ask Him to save their unworthy soul. And that way, they can be saved. You can be saved today. If you will just come to Christ, recognize before God that you are a total sinner, that there's no good about you whatsoever. There's not a reason in the world for Christ to come to you. That's what He's waiting to hear. I tell you, if you're lost today, I pray that you might just do what God tells you to do. Come to Him and recognize before God that you are a sinner, that you're totally wrong. In the book of Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 12, Adam blamed the woman for his sin. Then the Bible states that the woman blamed the serpent for her sin. But all of that is what we do. We blame somebody else for our sin, for our great wickedness. But you know what the Bible states in the book of Psalms 14, verse 2 and verse 3, that the Lord looked down from heaven to see if there was anybody that was just and good, and if anybody was seeking Him. Do you know what God saw? God saw that there was not a one. There was nobody seeking after God. The Bible states in the book of Matthew, chapter number 13, verse number 15, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and should be converted, and I should heal them. The Bible states very, very clearly, does it not? In the book of Romans, chapter number 10, and verse number 8 through verse 10, the Bible says we need to believe with our heart. And then, after we believe with our heart, then we can make confession with our mouth. A person cannot believe in the heart until they come to see God. He accepts no man's person. Today, if you're lost, I pray that you might come to Christ knowing that there's lots of error about salvation, but do not err about salvation. Do not trust in yourself, but rather trust in Almighty God, for He can wash away all your sins.
You know, I'm always amazed when I hear about God's grace and mercy, how He left His throne in glory to come and die for my sins, a vile, wicked sinner that didn't deserve His forgiveness. Yet He did come, and He did die for me. And when I believed Him, when I put my faith in Him, He washed away my sins. You know, and those sins are now as far as the east is from the west, is what the Bible says. And it reminds me of the song, Tell Me the Old, Old Story. You know, it may be an old story, but when you're the one that stands redeemed, even though you weren't worthy, it's a thrilling story for you. And it brings much gratitude and desire to serve the Lord because of what He's done for you. And if you've not experienced this redeeming love, please turn to Christ today. You know, He has promised that if we will repent of what we are and if we trust Him, He will redeem. And if you need to hear more about this, you know, we'd love to have you come visit with us this morning. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We'll be meeting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. for worship services, and then this afternoon for a prayer meeting at 3:45 and worship services again at 4:30. And if you're not able to attend, then please call us today. You can reach us at 636-673-2180. You can also log into our website, which is independencebaptist.org, and check out the article section. There's some great articles dealing with salvation. You can also look through the audio section and specifically look in the special services section, and you'll find some messages about God's great salvation, is hell real, why good men go to hell, and then one on repentance. And it's something that you need to look at if you haven't made sure that you are right before God. Well, we are once again out of time today, but we do want to thank you for listening, and we pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.